Welcome, welcome, everybody. I have been absent from my podcast for almost 2 weeks because ridiculously silly kitchen accident, and I severed the tendon on the top of my right hand. I was just opening a can and I looked down and things didn't look that good. My husband, being the more practical one of the two of us, thought that we should get it looked at right away. And I'm glad he suggested that because we went to a hand specialist recommended by the pharmacy on the corner, and the doctor immediately said to come back for surgery. So I had emergency surgery to repair it, and I thought I had just a tiny little cut, and it turned out it was much worse. Everything is good now, but not having use of my right hand, and I'm right-handed, was definitely a struggle for me. Everything from tying my shoes to taking a shower, everything was very, very limited. And because of that, and everything was taking twice as long to do, so I skipped the podcast for the last 2 weeks, but I'm back now. Keith and I are in the middle of recording our new course called the 50K Blueprint. And I'm segueing that in here because, needless to say, I was very unhappy that our video recording was starting last week. And I wasn't even, this sounds so silly, but I have this big bandage on my hand and it just looks terrible. But I got over it and we started recording. Keith and I started writing this course almost a year ago. I looked back at when we created the outline for the course and it was April 8th. So we're literally coming up on a year. I'm so excited that we're finally at the stage of recording. A lot got in the way in the last year. If you follow me at all, you know that we moved from Montpellier to Paris a couple months ago. And my husband does street photography workshops, and we are active photographers. A lot of times, my best laid intentions don't happen as fast as I would like them. So, better late than never, as they say. I want to mention that this course is really important to me because I do work with a lot of photographers and I see a lot of the same struggles that I've had, that you have, that other photographers have. And the purpose of this course is to show that you can add five figures to your bottom line, add $50,000, really without a lot of effort. But there's a combination of things that have to take place. The purpose is to lay out the not only the foundation, but to give you a new tool, a new tool belt, or even if you have this tool using a one light setup, how you can use really good marketing tactics, improve your sales, and add this and create a successful photography business for yourself, or add to a successful business you maybe already have, or start from scratch wherever you're at. So as we're putting the finishing touches on the business module, I reminded myself of something that is really important that I want to share with you. It's called the motivational triad. I won't go into it too much here because it's worthy of a lot more than just a few minutes on a podcast. But I bring it up because there is a crazy stat that 85% of photography businesses fail by year three. That's crazy, right? And I think it's similar in a lot of businesses, but this was a specific study done for photography businesses. And because I've coached enough photographers and I have been a photography business owner for 2 decades, I get it. I completely get it. I understand how easy it is to fail. I've watched people that I've worked alongside, fellow photographers that had businesses that I've known around the country. I've seen them give up at different points, and they're really good photographers. It always boggled my mind, like, what is this common thread? What is the common denominator? Why are there so many talented photographers that just can't seem to make their photography business work? And it's not for lack of effort, that's for sure, but it's the type of effort. So anyway, the motivational triad. We want to do other things rather than show up for our business. I get that. A lot of times it's really tough to keep going, to keep for multitude of reasons. You could be a busy photographer that's just tired of missing weekends and the overwhelm. Or you're someone who's trying to build your business and you have to show up and constantly try to book more clients, to constantly make more money, to try and figure it all out. It just seems like too much a lot of the time. It's much more fun to endlessly scroll on socials rather than do tough things for our business. I'm sure we can all agree with that. I'm sure there's some highly motivated people that don't ever suffer from that, but I'm not one of them. When the times get tough, I definitely look for something to buffer with, and that could be a TV show, that could be socials, that could be taking a walk and doing something that's not related to my photography business. And if we hide and we don't put ourselves out there, then no one will notice us. It's no wonder 85% of photography businesses fail because many think that if they throw up a website, post occasionally on social media, that the business will follow. Like it's just some magic combination of just doing these a couple of small things. And there's some photography business owners out there that I think hope more than I know in their practical mind, they realize that more needs to be done. But it seems like the combination of posting occasionally on social media, throwing up a website and calling yourself a photographer is about all the amount of effort some photographers want to put into building the business, because that's not what they signed up for. They're creatives and they really want to focus on the photography side of things. But of course, the business, as we've discussed in multiple podcast episodes, the business side of things is equally as important as your talent as a photographer. And I would argue it's actually more important. But assuming that the business will follow if you do the bare minimum, it just doesn't work that way. And you need to be out there making offers, getting in front of people, and letting them know about your business. But that's hard. I absolutely know that. I'm an introvert at heart. I can be outgoing, or like I like to say about my photography business, sometimes it's like being an actress, because I have to get out of my introvert zone and be an extrovert, even if it's just for a few hours or at a networking event or talking about what I do. It can be challenging. It can be challenging, but like I said, if I look at it as my role as business owner, my acting role as a business owner, and that I need to do this for my business, I find it really easy. I can put myself in the zone where I find sales easy, networking, but I know how hard it is to embrace this side of the business. And it, you know, it really makes us not want to put in the effort. And eventually, a lot of us just half-ass our business or give up entirely, blaming a lot of the exterior circumstances for us not attracting clients and making money in our business. It's very easy to say, there's too many photographers. I'm just one. Look at my town. There's a sea of photographers. How can I stand out? You can pick something like that and blame that circumstance on why your business isn't performing the way you want it to, or you can take action. But the motivational triad, this is where a lot of our thought patterns show up, because we can see your thought patterns and how they operate show up in this motivational triad. I keep talking about it and I'm not giving a definition. So here's a short overview of the motivational triad. And I do implore you to read more on the subject, because human behavior is fascinating, especially as it relates to our business. And over the years, I've really enjoyed doing this self-exploration, because it's actually helped me see that there's nothing wrong with me. If my business wasn't doing well, I could beat myself up over it, or I could start to try to understand why my mind works a certain way, why my actions are a certain thing, why I feel a certain way about something. And understanding that, it really gives you permission to become a better business owner, because you are more in tune with who you are. And to me, that's really important, because none of us are the same. And to understand what your motivations are and what your limitations are, and really where your mindset is at, when that whole combination comes together, that's where you find success more easily. So the first thing in the motivational triad is that you have to recognize that our brain has been motivated for, now we're talking about since the beginning of time here, that our brain has been motivated to seek pleasure, things that satisfy us immediately. That could be deciding to eat crap food rather than making a healthy meal, waking up wanting to go to the gym, but then deciding, even though you're dressed and ready to go, that it's much easier to just sit on the couch watching Netflix. Shopping, sex, over drinking, there's all sorts of things that fit into the seeking pleasure and satisfying yourself immediately versus doing the tough things like cooking a healthy meal. It's much harder than just grabbing a burger at a drive-thru or something like that. So the second part of the motivational triad is to avoid pain. We've kept ourselves away from things that hurt us. You recognize not to put your finger on a hot stove. In my case, I should have recognized not to use the can opener the way that I did and not cut my hand open. My brain actually was telling me that, what are you doing? Go get help. And when it comes to your photography business, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, for me being an introvert, I don't want to put myself out there. So I hide, maybe we stay small in our business, we don't talk about what we do, we compare ourselves to other photographers, we stress, we avoid doing the work we need to do in order to move our business forward. And we're really doing that to keep ourselves safe. We just don't want to face the possibilities of what if it doesn't work. The third thing in the motivational triad that has kept us alive is expending the least amount of effort. We've reserved our energy for things that really matter, for our survival. But you can rewire your brain when it comes to your business. You can create new habits. You can create new thoughts. You can work from an abundant mindset. You can get out there every day and take one small step to move your business forward. And that does require effort. And the surest way to create a successful business or add five figures to your bottom line or to create the life that you want is to show up every single day and take a small step. You follow through on what you said you were going to do. That's a big one. I mean, there's people talk about goals and outcomes, and people create all the obstacles by saying, well, this can't be done because, and then they create this list of obstacles that gets in their way. When really, if they were following through on what they said they were going to do, they could use these obstacles as steps, like the rungs in the ladder, to reach their goal. And part of it is just learning to keep your word to yourself. Have your own back. Be the one who looks out for you. If you learn to keep your word for yourself, I promise you, your business will move forward faster. That was a really quick overview of the motivational triad, and it's fascinating to recognize how your brain, the role that your brain plays in all of this. I mean, obviously, we know it plays a huge role, but when you recognize that there's patterns to the way that we think and the way that we act based on things that have been around since the beginning of the creation of humanity that keep you safe, and that's what you need. In the 50K Blueprint, I am covering business, the foundational elements, professionalizing your business, but I'm also going to discuss a lot of the mindset that gets in the way of us being part of the 15%. Photographers that are in this percentage, they aren't buffering, they aren't hiding, and they aren't making excuses. They are out there every single day figuring this out. And I want you to be the success that you want to be. The goal of the 50K Blueprint is to show you how to be part of the 15%, to not be part of the 85% that fail after 3 years, and to be part of the 15% that thrives, that figures it all out and thrives and wakes up excited to be running this amazing photography business. I'll be dripping some of what's included in the 50K Blueprint because there are so many elements to adding five figures to your business, and I'm excited to walk you through it. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in a few days. I need to catch up after this ridiculous hand injury. Thank you.